Joining me this afternoon at Trent Bridge is Sue Story of the Sports Ground Safety Authority. Sue, can you tell me what the Sports Ground Safety Authority do?
Hi, yes, I work for a government body called the Sports Ground Safety Authority, and here at the cricket ground we have a contract with the ECB where we work in partnership with the grounds to improve safety and security across cricket, and it's a fantastic opportunity for us to get involved in cricket and to work with the venues to improve the safety and security standards in the ground. We regulate football, but here today at the cricket ground we're here to help and support and advise to improve the safety standards here.
And as you can hear in the background, the crowd are getting very excited as England hit another six there. So, Sue, what sort of issues do you pick up in grounds?
Generally, the grounds are very well managed. We're very fortunate that the ECB and the venues themselves take safety and security of its spectators very, very seriously. And we, where we can help and advise then, you know, we're happy to do so. So we will look at things such as signage, how crowds are circulating around the ground, what the provision is for people with disabilities, how the stewards are working, and whether they're greeting people with a nice smiley face and helping them to enjoy a great day at the cricket. But if something does happen, that they're well trained and they can use that training to help people to move to a place of safety.
And overall, what's your impression of Trent Bridge today?
Trent Bridge is a great venue, and they absolutely take safety and security very seriously. The chief executive here, Lisa Pursehouse, has a personal interest in ensuring that safety and security in her ground is at the highest standards it possibly can be. The safety officer who works here, Malcolm Witt, has been here for many, many years and has a long history in the industry of safety at sports grounds, works at other venues locally and worked at the Cricket World Cup in the West Indies. So they're very fortunate at Trent Bridge to have people who are very committed to delivering a safe and secure venue, and always pleased to take on board any points of learning that that may come up during our visits.
So the crowd here are in very safe hands then?
Absolutely. There's 18,000 people, or nearly 18,000 people here today, and they're having a good day at the cricket, and that's what we want. I personally am very passionate about live sporting events. There's nothing quite like that crowd when they're at an event like this. They're enjoying the cricket and having a great day. My job, and the job of all those involved in safety at sports grounds, is to ensure that they do that in a safe way and there are no concerns.
So many thanks for taking time to talk to us this afternoon. Thank you.
You're welcome, anytime.